FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast,
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
I need to move.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Something's got to break up. I've been asleep.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I'm so excited tonight about my show because I've got two of my most favorite people in the world with me. One of them is having technical difficulties, so we're going to give him a little bit more time. But I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight, and I'm just going to jump right into it without further ado because we got a whole lot we got to talk about tonight. So I have with me tonight, well, partially, Leoni Leggy from Humanity Healing, as well as Om Times Magazine, as well as AscendingHearts.net, as well as Humanity Healing International, as well as, I mean, I could go on and on and on. So, and also Christopher Buck, who will be joining us, shortly here, hopefully. We're, you know, God willing, we're going to get everybody on this line at the same time. So, but Leoni, I can say welcome to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shay. It's always a pleasure to share the your audience and talk to everybody and let, you know, participate. I always am happy to participate.
Well, we are happy to have you participating. And speaking of participating, folks, the reason I wanted to have Chris and Leoni on with me this evening is because I think we've gone a little bit beyond participating with one another, because I'm very, very happy to say that Chris, Leoni, and myself with my companies have actually formed a partnership. And I'm actually going to let Leoni tell you a little bit more about the 501c3. You see, folks, Humanity Healing is officially a nonprofit right now, and we've also, you know, kind of joined forces on the whole 501c3 for all the different projects that they do. So, Leoni, tell our listeners a little bit about kind of your scope and the projects that you're involved in right now.
Well, just let's start from the beginning. Humanity Healing is this will be 5 years in March 29th, and we were initially during 6 months we were just a nonprofit registered in the state of Virginia, but we felt the need to become a 501. But at that time, you know, just starting a nonprofit, there was a lot that had a lot to do with spirituality and with alternative ways of healing. We actually had problems to be classified as a nonprofit because, you know, the structure in the law, it's very clear when you say you are, humanitarian organization or you are just a church. And we didn't find ourselves, you know, we found ourselves in the middle way. We were kind of an odd duck. So we became what you call a fiscal sponsored organization, 501, under the umbrella of another 501. So we have been operating till now, where we think that it's time for us to fly solo and be our own, you know, us. I would say incarnate our odd duckness.
Yeah,
if you will. So what we're doing right now is like we are a formally, you know, we just need less details, documents coming back and things, a 501c. And because of that, now we have more, I would say, space to create and to manage and do projects that we wanted before, but we were kind of immersed in rules and regulations from another umbrella. But the projects are incredible, and we are actually opening the venues to a series of more, you know, interesting projects. And you are, you know, now that you were part of the board of directors of Humanity Healing International as well, we want to expand the reach and the way that we can actually help people, not only through the humanitarian, you know, empowering work that we've been doing in Africa, but also here in the United States, bringing more of, well, there's so many things. I don't know.
Awareness
and the possibility to link, you know, our big concern is to link people and try to bring people there and looking for healing to a place that, you know, they can find the healing they want and, you know, pretty much this. Yeah. Well,
I think that, what I want to actually do, we'll talk a little bit more about the projects themselves that you know, we're now involved in, because I'm very, very, very proud of, you know, the partnership that we have, of course, and the difference that we're going to be able to make out there. Not just in the local community, but literally globally, folks, because Humanity Healing does stretch across the globe, and we have the opportunity now, you know, particularly with the companies that I have, Best American Psychics and Best American Healers, and of course, you know, here we are live on the air, CBS Radio, Metaphysical Minds. I mean, all these things that are able to you know, cross-pollinate, if you will, and we're gonna get a little bit more into sort of a brand new project, if you will, that Chris and Liani and myself have just launched or are just now launching. We're actually just announcing it. This is the first time we'll be announcing it to the public here tonight. But I do want to see. Let me see here, Brandon. How are we doing with Chris? Are we any better with the audio yet, or
still working on him?
Still working on it. Okay, not a problem. Well, that's fine, because Liani and I have we've got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Yes. And the projects that we are launching right now here in the United States, it's a very important project, because it has to do with the I wouldn't say the creation, but the establishment of a code. I would code a procedure, a code of ethics, the ethics, code of ethics, yeah. Yeah. And then how spiritual professionals and spiritual business, you know, giving them a reference, not because we are any authority. We always expanding, you know, spirituality is a process of always becoming, but it's at least it's the first attempt that I know of reaching towards a point that we can create a profile, not a profile, a blueprint, and how people should guide themselves in choosing a spiritual counselor, psychic, a healer, you know, what to look for. And this is an important process because we are actually opening a path to discussion and to input. But mm-hmm. what is important is to have at least open to the public the possibility to evaluate who is real and who is not. Because, you know, you have professionally saying, if you want a good attorney, let's say, mm-hmm. you go to the Bar Association website or right. Bar Association itself in each one of those states and make a consultation and see who is best in family law or business law. But when it is something that refers to your path of life, your spirituality, your your internal life, your connection with the divine. You know, we always need some kind of assistance. Not all of us are in the process. Yeah. I'm certainly not that I have everything figured out. I don't think I will ever have it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, but it is, it's a pioneering work. Maybe there is, you can see around there were various attempts, but not on this. This is a big undertake. Shea Parker has a very skilled team of psychics, and all of them tested, not only, you know, more than one test, and they have a reputation. They have worked on various areas. You know, she has animal communicators, channelers, mediums, and healers in various modalities. And they are, you know, being the brain behind this, bringing questions, bringing perspectives, points of view. And this is important for all of us. It's a very important step. Mm-hmm. On creating a code of ethics for spiritual practitioners.
Yeah, a higher standard, really.
Exactly. I mean,
that's what it's all about. And you know, obviously I have that with bestamericanpsychics.com. You know, we have the foundation in place, but I think with the merger with Humanity Healing and, of course, Om Times Magazine and all of your networks, which are – they literally span the globe. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. You know, it really just opens up literally the world for us because – we are able, as professionals, you know, the team that I have working under me, and they are all wonderful and lovely, and I truly consider all of them my family, really. But I just, you know, I do think, Liani, and you and I have discussed this many times, that there is a shift in the collective consciousness right now, and the time is now, and the need is now, and that's what with the announcement of this new project, which we're going to do in just a minute. I'm getting signaled here. We do have to take a quick break. But when we come back, folks, I'm going to pick up where we left off. Hopefully we'll have Chris with us and we can kind of really jump into the nitty gritty about our brand new announcement. So do stay tuned, folks. Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. We'll be right back with you.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit bestamericanhealers.com. That's bestamericanhealers.com for details.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out, boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Shay Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. Whoops, we're getting a little bit of feedback there. Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, we are back with, now we do actually have Christopher Buck with us. We pulled him out of the ethers, and he decided
hello,
to join
Shay.
Us. Hey, Chris. And then, of course, we have the lovely Liani Legge, both from Humanity Healing as well as Om Times Magazine, Humanity Healing International. They are the brains, but more importantly, the heart and souls behind these amazing organizations. And before the break, I was telling people how we have joined forces collectively, and we've actually started a new project together, which I kind of started to get into a little bit before the break. Liani was kind enough to, kind of mention my team of psychics and healers that I have working under me, Best American Psychics and Best American Healers, and the global aspects of the projects that now we are now going to be able to effectuate together. And I just couldn't be more excited about this. And our first project, drum roll please, I wish I had a drum roll, but anyway, our first project is actually called the Ethical Psychic Project. Now folks, again, this has not hit the news wire yet. It is just you're hearing it fresh off the press here. What we have done, and you can Google it, ethicalpsychicproject.com. You can check it out right now. Basically, what we have done and what our mission with this is to bring our public, you guys out there listening, a place where you can actually interact directly with psychics, even if you are not able to necessarily afford a psychic reading. What we've done is we've opened it up so that it's literally a forum. So if you go on there, you can see where it says Ethical Psychic Forum under the Ethical Psychic Project, and essentially you can go in. If you have a particular question, we are allowing the public to ask one specific question of our psychics. Now, folks, again, I need to reiterate, there is no charge for this. So you'll go on there, you'll see the different categories that you can post a question into. For instance, there's mediumship, there's animal communication, there's dream interpretation, there's, you know, career, there's love, I mean, all sorts of stuff. And what you can do is type in one specific question. Now, I do, of course, ask everybody out there listening that you don't abuse this. I mean, don't go on there and ask, like, don't let your question be, like, three paragraphs long. I mean, it's just ask one specific question. And what will happen is up to three of our psychics from Best American Psychics will give you a brief answer for absolutely no charge to your question. So, you know, this is just a wonderful way for you guys to, you know, kind of get in there, dig around a little bit, see the different psychics, see what is going on. And also, if you have a burning question that you really need help with, you know, there are ethical psychic professionals standing by to help you. Now, having said that, if you get an answer and you feel like you need a little bit more information, we also do have immediate psychics standing by. Now, for that, you would have to pay, folks, because, listen, I mean, we all have to make a living.
But what I like the most about this project is the possibility to keep transparency.
Exactly.
And I think is a key element in our society right now is transparency. And you see the psychics, you know the people that are giving you the answer. You know that they can't come from, you know, a background, selected, and again, very selected group of people that take this gift very seriously, and they're using their gift to help others. And of course, you know, like in any other society, since the ancient times, you have the medicine man, you have the oracles, and they were supported by their society. You know, they didn't have to do anything else. Of course, in our modern ways, we don't have this. And in order to keep these people doing exclusively the psychic work and, you know, working and healers and spiritual counselors helping others, it's, of course, transforming this, and the rates are very affordable, by the way. But anyhow.
Well, what I'd like to give a little background to this, if I may. You know, Om Times Magazine has grown to be a relatively large voice in the conscious community, and we started to get lots of requests or questions about, like, who should I go to for spiritual counseling or psychic advice or this sort of thing. And we ran into a couple of issues because we had Google ads on the page of some psychics that advertised through Google ads that weren't anybody we knew, that people wrote about and said, I had a very bad experience with it. And of course we felt awful because the connection was through our website. Since then we've taken down all possible links to anybody outside. But what we started to do is we started to evaluate the different organizations out there, that have directories or groups of psychics of this sort of thing. And hands down, you know, from everybody we had talked to and all the research we had done, you know, Shea Parker's Best American Psychics was the one that people kept referring to as far as not only some of the top psychics in the country, but simply they were the people that were the most ethical as far as what they do. And we took a look at Shay, what she does, how psychics get tested before they're put up before the thing. And we think that's very important because there is a measure of professionalism that you don't necessarily see with some of the other groups out there. Now, there are professional groups out there. I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but we felt very strong about the standards that Shay set. And so we started working with her to offer psychics through Om Times. But as this relationship developed, there's the question of, like, we want to do more. You know, let's raise the bar. Let's raise the standard of ethics. And this forum provides people an opportunity to actually go in there, connect with somebody, ask a question, get a feeling for whether or not, you know, does this person resonate with me? Do I feel good about them before, if they ever want to take it farther? That's the first step. Plus the fact that these are tough economic times and a lot of people can't necessarily afford to have different services. And so this offers an opportunity for those people to take advantage of a completely free service in order to help them find their path.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you for that, Chris. I couldn't have said it better myself. Leonie, did you want to say something?
Yes, and one thing I would like to add is, and this is part of my personal experience, getting to know more closely Shay's team, I can guarantee and say that they are a team that actually cares. And they're not all there just for, you know, give you any answers or give you the numbers from the lottery. But they do care. They do care. And they have a different way to interact. It's a lot of caring people, which is a very difficult and rare quality to find out there. So it's just a plus. But besides that, I think what's more important, again, is that setting this standard, setting a blueprint, and how has to be, again, I will say about based on my own experience. I am from another country. I'm from Brazil. And we do have, you know, the same movement and spirituality and what have you. But the beautiful thing is that the United States always set the standard for everything new. And I'm not, you know, taking the value of other countries, but everybody looks and what is the standards and what is that, you know, comes from U.S. as a basic, you know, pattern and what we, you know, and how to improve. And even though the economy changed a lot, there is an authority. And I think it's I really, really congratulate Shay for having this brilliant idea, because it's so needed. It is so needed. And as we as consciousness are walking towards an upgrade, a step ahead in how we see ourselves, how we see interacting with our environment and other people, and changing our only relationships with everything, this is very important, because we always need guidance. But yeah. Let me get out of the soapbox.
Listen, this is why we're on the radio tonight, to share this information and to share our perspectives as to why we came together, you know, collectively with all of our companies to take it to the next level. So, I'm so honored to be with you two. And Chris, what were you going to say?
Well, what I was going to mention is one of the things that's really impressed me with the group there at Best American Psychics, is the degree of professionalism. What I have seen out there in many places is kind of a cutthroat mentality. You'll have, different people trying to undermine or cut out other psychics in the profession simply because they're worried about their own practice. And what I've seen with the Best American Psychics is that, you know, it's really more like a family, and you have different individuals with different talents. I mean, their psychic abilities are so varied, and you've got such a multifaceted group here, and it's so mutually supportive. You know, it's kind of like, this is what I'm, you know, running into, and I've seen them trade off people that could possibly help someone else better, just to make sure that the customer is getting the best possible, you know, reading for what they're looking for.
Yes.
You're a very impressive group, Shay. You should be very proud of them.
I am. And I, you know, these are not things, Chris and Liani, that I often get on here and tell people, because I'm not, I mean, you know me, I'm not one to really kind of, you know, toot my own. I mean, it's oftentimes I'm on Metaphysical Minds and I'm interviewing other people, and I don't really have a whole lot of time to talk about the folks that surround me daily. And I am extremely proud of my members, every single one of them, you know, and they have, I mean, what a lot of people don't know is we do have a private group, that for all of our members that we communicate within. And I mean, I'm talking, you know, everybody is in there and they're all welcome to communicate with one another. And it's just an amazing place to be, because you do see the collective support of one psychic to another, and hey, you know, I'm having a problem with this, guys, someone in my family is ill, can you send healing? And everybody jumps on board to help with that. Or, you know, they run into a question, listen, I need to trademark this, does anybody have any ideas? And everyone jumps on board to help. And I mean, this is very rare in the metaphysical community, and I hate to say that, but it is the truth, because it is for some people they feel very threatened by others, but in, you know, fortunately we're not like that in Best American Psychics or Healers, and I'm very, very, very proud of my team. And I well, let's see. Yeah, it looks like we're getting ready to go to break, but I just want to emphasize that more than anything, that I am very proud of these people, and that's why we, you know, we're moving forward with them, with the Ethical Psychic Project. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Chris Buck and Liani Leggy from Humanity Healing and Ohm Times Magazine, and we're going to talk more about this when we return. Stay tuned.
Take CBS Radio the sky with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the Radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit NewSkyRadio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. shiftradio.com and newskyradio.com. Stay connected.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall, let me up, lift me up.
Well, I'm falling,
lift me up.
We can die. Flashing in the ocean, I'm losing control. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground.
But if I can't swim after 40 days, and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall, lift me up, whoa. Lift me up.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out. Boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome back. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. God, we're already halfway through the hour. I can't believe it goes so fast. But want to give a shout-out. If you're just tuning in, my guests tonight are Christopher Buck and Liani Leggy from Home Times. How about that? We were Home Times. I don't know where that came from.
Well,
Home
Times.
That would be O-M.
Yeah. We do say there's no place like home.
I know. You confused me with that. So. Oh, my God. I don't get enough sleep, people. Om Times. That's OM Times Magazine, as well as Humanity Healing. And we were talking a little bit about our newest baby, the Ethical Psychic Project, which may be found at ethicalpsychicproject.com. Not a big leap there, folks. But what I want to do is I want to ask everybody to go out there. If you're listening to this now or if you're listening in podcast, definitely go to the site, check it out, see what you can do there, because we'd love to have you as part of our community. And, you know, please spread the word to your friends. You know, put it on your Facebook pages, do whatever you got to do to get the word out there that if you have people seeking, you know, spiritual advancement or just have questions, this is a place that they can go to for free psychic advice for, like I said, one specific question. And then if you need to take it a step further, you certainly may do so. We do offer immediate psychic readings on a paid basis as well. But, you know, we really have gathered the best of the best in psychic ability. They're members from Best American Psychics. All of them will be answering your questions. And like I said, you can get up to 3 answers for a question from participating psychics. So we certainly encourage everybody to jump on board, take advantage. But Chris, you and I were, well, the 3 of us were talking during the break, and you, excuse me, I inhaled something. You mentioned something very important that I want you to share with the public.
Well, there's two things
that I'd like to bouncing. Hold on a minute. Brandon, are you getting that?
Oh, yeah, we're getting it.
Okay.
All right.
Chris can't talk anymore.
I tell you, it's well.
Oh, you're better. You're better. Go ahead.
Okay. What we were talking about is there's two different things. Is first of all, as we were talking about why Humanity Healing partnered with Best American Psychics is one of the things that you have is, of course, you've got your standards that you set for the organization, but you also continually, you know, update and monitor this. So if it turns out that you have a problem with the psychic or someone doesn't meet the standards, they are removed from the Best American Psychics. So that there is a continuing winnowing to make sure that really only the top and most ethical people are participating in the program. And that, of course, was very important to us because we very much value both an ethical standard and also a degree of professionalism. The other point that I was making that was I think is so interesting about the Best American Psychic family is, you know, psychic ability for the most part, you know, everyone says it's like, you know, you're either born with it or you're not born with it. And it's a gift from God. And there's a lot of truth to that. There are people out there that have been blessed to be born with psychic ability. But it's like any other talent that or skill that you have. It's like working out in the gym. You may be blessed with a good physique, but you know, if you don't go out and work out and exercise it and continually try to improve your skill set, then you're really kind of, you know, you're taking a free ride on your gift and you're not doing the best you can do. And I've been very impressed that the members of Best American Psychics will work with each other to help the other psychics develop different skill sets or different facets of psychic abilities that they may not, you know, they may have, you know, in small measure, but because of that interaction, because of that, it grows to become a you know, and flowers to become a gift that they can also, you know, use to help people.
Yeah, I agree completely. And like I said, I mean, I can't emphasize it enough. I'm so very proud of these people and their, you know, the ethics that they hold, as well as the overall desire. You know, it's interesting. With any profession, you have those that are out there that are just, they're like, I gotta go to work, you know, and it's their job, their J-O-B. But there's others that are like, oh my gosh, this is my career, this is my calling, this is my, like, this is it for me.
Their passion.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, the thing about the Ethical Psychic Project is, you know, it brings together the folks that are not looking at this as a J-O-B. You know, I mean, they want people to be able to change their lives. They want people to be able to grow in their spirituality. And in this time, and Liani, you can elaborate on this probably better than any of us. Chris and I are the left-brained people, you know. Chris has an engineering degree.
I think that the ingredient, you know, and I think the secret ingredient for the people that you selected to be part of Best American Psychics is compassion. And you see this through action. It's not going there and like putting up, oh my God, I am a doer, I am a giver, you know, and no. Your people don't talk like, oh my God, look, I'm helping you. Oh, look, I did this. They just do.
Exactly.
And this is, it's something that you know, as quiet observers that we are, I have seen, and, you know, through getting to be part of your group, your selected group of psychics, and seeing how they interact with each other silently and intensely. You know, they're their best supporters. So I cannot say. I think that the secret ingredient has been the compassion that they have and the real will to help. And then, you know, and it shouldn't be any other way because, you know, this was one of the, I think was the biggest point that really made us feel inclined and cooperate and participate in this project, because without compassion, I don't think that there is solution for this world and at large and in, you know, even in our own lives. So, you know, that, and compassion has been the word that gave birth to humanity healing in itself, you know, and gave birth to all the different groups we have in our network. You know, it's people, common people helping people. In this case, it's gifted people helping people. You know, and I know that Shay is expanding, you know, this project, the ethical project, psychic project, to you know, incorporate the elements of healing and the different modalities of holistic healing, vibrational healing, energetic healing, and also on more concrete ways. I say concrete because, you know, the matter-of-fact ways with life coaching is spiritual counseling, and not only on things in your life, but even in your spiritual business. So I think that this all brings us some hope that in the future, you know, some of the obstacles that most people found, you know, are looking for somebody to trust, there will be, you know, finally remove. Because when we have, and again, because it's a project that's always in the process of becoming, and because as we grow and as we develop, we see other aspects and incorporate those aspects to be always a perfect project in state of perfection, if it makes any sense. We will get to a point that certain things will disappear, and one of them is competition or bad mouthing, because you would have a standard to compare. You know, I mean, I'm not going to. There's something that I would like, you know, just for, you know, illustrate the situation. My dad is a doctor. And he's also a professor in the university in Brazil. And one thing that he was very nasty with his students was he always got students in the second year. And then he said all his students had to have the haircut, nails cut, and impeccable appearance. And then they said, but why, Dad? You know, it's like, in the 70s, everybody with the big hair, and he was throwing fits. And he said, well, look at this way. If you are a patient and you're waking up from coma, you look at your doctor, and there's a doctor that didn't shave, hair is not cut, the nails all dirty, you're going to freak out. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a
the
good
same
point.
Thing. It's like, okay, this is a professional standard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you look at this, that we don't have this standard set for psychics. We don't have this standard set for, you know, a healer. This is an attempt. Again, this is where is the novelty of it. This is an attempt because this is a collective work. This is not me saying or Shay saying, this is how you be ethical. How this is, I respect you to do this. No, those parameters are coming from a collective, constructive perspective, different perspective. And this is what is important. So
Hold on. Because we have to take our last break of the night. But when we come back, we're going to pick up right where we left off because I do want to hear what you have to say. So hang tight, and we'll be right back, folks, with Chris and Liani from Humanity Healing and Om Times Magazine right after the break.
Do you need psychic advice, but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone two separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe. Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I just want to, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This is the final segment of the show this evening. Before I get back with my guest, though, I do want to give a shout-out to just an amazing psychic that is going to be coming on right after this show tonight. I want everybody out there to stay tuned because Matt Frazier is debuting on Best of the Best this evening. He is taking the reins, folks, and he's hosting his own show tonight. And he has a very special guest, Concetta Bertoli, with him. And he is they're going to be talking about all sorts of great stuff. He's going to be interviewing Concetta, and I want everybody to stay tuned for Matt coming up next. And if you want to learn more about Matt before he goes on the air, go to simplypsychic.com, and you can learn all about Matt. He is also on the very front page of Ohm Times right now, ohmtimes.com.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, he's got a little tile ad up there, and Matt is just he's amazing at what he does. He's a phenomenal psychic. Can't recommend him enough, and he's also one of our Ohm Times psychics, of course. So please, folks, stay tuned for Matt. Show him your support. Show him your encouragement. Tune in and, let him know that you love him, because we certainly do. So, Matt, I know you're out there listening, and, best of luck, my friend. Not that you need it. So, anyway, let me get back to my guests tonight. We've got, of course, Christopher Buck and Leonny Leggy with me from Ohm Times Magazine, as well as Humanity Healing. And I kind of had to cut both of you guys off. We were in-depth in a discussion about ethics, and I want to kind of jump right back into that. So,
what I was getting ready to say, Leonny was doing a beautiful job, but the point I wanted to make is that as Ohm Times has grown and come along, we've always set ourselves a very high standard, and we've grown, we've evolved, we've brought people on, we've taken people off, but it's always, here's the ideal that we want to live up to. And as far as the psychics and things like this, it's like the first group that we encountered that holds ethical standards as high as we do is the Best American Psychics, which is why we chose them. But the point I was trying to – I'm going a way around to get to the point I was trying to make. The point is that we are not – telling everyone, look, this is the standard. You have to live by the bar that we set. Everybody has to come to balance with their own level of what they want to do and how they want to operate. But we have our standard, and that is who we are. That's what we're going to do. And I think it's very important that people can come to the site and evaluate the people that are out there. We'll be putting up testimonials for people at some point in time in the near future, so that if you have a good experience or you have a bad experience, you can put that up, and that's all transparent. Here are our psychics. These are the good points. If they're bad points, and I haven't seen any yet, but I'm sure one or two will come to the surface at some point. They'll all be there, and people will be able to look at that transparency.
That's discernment.
Exactly, and feel a level of comfort with the group that they're going to be operating with.
Yeah.
Another thing is that, just to reiterate what Chris said, it's we're not, and there, in no moment you are attempting to say that we are the ones that set these standards. Like I said before, this is a project. It's a community, constructive, open project, always becoming. And the standards will be set by the interaction of the public, of what they expect, and and really making the comparison and the cross section with the standards that we ask our psychic. Like now, here I am thinking over BAP, but the thing that's more important on this is we, as Humanity Healing, and all the work and the networks that we managed right now, we have a community of 9,500 people. We have a online university that we have 5,000 members, where we practice and teach healing. We do have our own standards, we have a feedback. So we're not like fly by night or just coming out, putting a website and saying, hey, I am like this. You know, we didn't come from obscurity overnight. We have been working. And anybody that, I think virtually in the United States that does healing in some level or did healing or practice spirituality in any form or shape have seen one of our videos or have read one of our articles or have been in contact with one of our members. So it's not something that just came out of the blue and, you know, we don't have what to do. Let's do this. Well, let's see if this is a good, you know, marketing trick. No, we are filling a space that where was a need. And that's what we always, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to help and fill a space where was a need to have standards.
We've always said we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We just wanted to be the grease on the axle. but to help the wheel go around, and that's true. And what Leonie's trying to say is we're not saying that we are now some kind of board of oversight or something or going to be setting the standard for all psychics out there. That's ridiculous. You know, it's like it would take a huge amount of hubris to do that. What we are doing is we're saying these are the standards that we have. This is our level of professionalism. If you like it, come spend time with us, you know, or find the person that feels most comfortable.
Contribute with your perspective.
Well, that's the other thing is that anybody or psychics out there that want to participate with what we're doing with the Ethical Psychic Project or be involved with Ohm Times, and I will just toot our own horn. When we send a blast out to the across the internet, it goes out to over 200,000 people. Exactly. So we do have the reason we have gotten so large is because we have the product we have, and we have the standards that we have.
I know. Well, guys, we have so much more to talk about, and I would love to do so. But right now, we have got to wrap because Matt's actually got to come on for the next show. But I can't thank you two enough for everything. And again, folks, go check out ethicalpsychicproject.com. Give us your feedback. You can reach Chris and Leonie at ohmtimesmagazine.com or humanityhealing.net. We have got to fly, folks, but do stay tuned. Matt Frazier, what's that?
Humanityhealing.org.
Okay. So anyway,
both of them.
Yeah. We've got to jump, but folks, do stay tuned for Matt Frazier. Best of the best coming up next. This is Shea Parker signing out. Have a great week.